When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Do you like the great outdoors? Are you or are you looking to be a master bow hunter, king of the hill in archery? You're in the right place. Welcome to Bow Hunter Planet. It's the Bow Hunter Planet podcast, recorded live in the BHP studios, Detroit, Michigan, with your host, Team BHP.
Hello and welcome to the Bow Hunter Planet podcast. It's me, Dave Thomas, and today I'm here with Joe Jacks from Tight Spot Quivers. We're going to talk to Joe here about all about Tight Spot, how it came to be, and how it got so popular so fast. Joe, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, Dave. How about yourself?
Listen, man, all I really want to know is how did you guys come up with such a cool quiver? And a very fishing quiver.
Lots of R&D.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know, it was a long process, a lot of guys involved with it. There was a lot of input from, you know, some people who were in the industry, and input from bow hunters who were hardcore and getting after it, and got a lot of feedback, and lo and behold, we were able to come up with a product that we thought was a great product and new innovation, came to the market in 2009, and it's been growing and growing every year since.
Yeah, I mean, when I look at quivers, and you know, when Tight Spot came around, I just remember it being like, you know, really tight to the bow, like the arrows were closer to the bow than most, and people seemed to catch on quickly about it. I felt like it kind of went ballistic quick. I mean, people, you know, it's obviously a premium product. It's not like the cheapest thing you can buy by any means. It's a premium product, but it didn't seem to stop you guys. People are still buying them left and right.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when we first came out with it, the biggest hurdle was trying to educate the people about the price and the product itself and why it was so expensive. And just seeing a Tight Spot quiver on the shelf and the packaging really doesn't do it justice. But once you get it on a bow and you can actually show somebody how tight it fits to the bow and how much adjustment there is with it, it really, really sells itself once you can do that.
So. Absolutely, man. It's such a great product, and I think that people don't realize it. I mean, until they actually try it, it's very hard to kind of understand it, but basically, it's going to fit nice and tight to your bow, and what that means is you don't have it like sticking out super far by any means, any way, shape, or form. It's very tight. It's got the quick arrow release on the back, so you can pop an arrow quick right towards you, not away from you, so it comes towards you. And when you're spot stalking, it's like an amazing product for that. And you know, I think it kind of shows that though. Like when you guys look at your website and you see all of the gold awards that you guys have won, even some of BHP over the years. I mean, it's pretty, you know, it's pretty well known that it's the best quiver in the industry. I mean, it's literally top notch. I mean, you guys in development this year, tell us what's new, I guess.
Well, we've got a couple of items that are new this year. Probably the thing that sticks out the most is our new 7-arrow quiver. And that quiver, I'm particularly proud of myself. It was, you know, kind of one of those things that came by accident, where messing around with the 5-arrow quiver, you know, we were able to stack two arrows in the 5-arrow quiver in the gripper, one over the top of the other. Obviously, then you're fletching it smashed together, and then your arrows are touching, and obviously it's not the way it was intended to be run. But so I thought, well, why can't we make a deeper gripper and add two extra arrows in between the carbon rods? And so that's what we did with the 7-arrow quiver. So the overall size of it is roughly the same size as the 5-arrow. The overall weight is only 43 grains heavier than the 5-arrow, so you're really not compromising much by going to the 7. You're just basically adding the weight of your two extra arrows. It's a pretty slick system, and it's going over really well. The 7-arrow quiver, we're having trouble keeping in stock. So.
People seem to like to have a decent amount of arrows out there. I'm actually the opposite. I prefer to go very minimal, like 3 to 4. But some people are big on like getting 7 and, you know, 5. And even when I have a 5, I tend to just put 4 in, is my point. Everybody's different. You know, for me, I use 8 arrows total a year. I'll do 4 practice and 4 hunting. And sometimes I'll take one of the practice ones as one of my hunting and leave the hunting like sealed up in my box, so it's brand new. And I take on the practice ones out with like a game head on it, you know, small game head or an extra broadhead. That's like, you know, if I have to take a second shot or something. But yeah, I mean, it seems like everybody's got a huge variety, but so, hey, anyhow, keep going. Sorry.
Yeah. You know, with the 7-arrow quiver, a lot of guys, they will only put 5 arrows in it. Some guys who maybe are going on a backcountry hunt or something like that, they're taking a couple of extra judos to shoot grouse or something like that. So it has a lot of versatility to it, and a lot of guys are really excited about it. So we do have a 3-arrow version that we came out with 2 years ago. And, you know, it's interesting, Dave, that we get one guy who will call up and they'll say, hey, I'm going on a 7-day backpacking trip on an elk hunt, and I want to go in as light as possible. What's the lightest thing you have?
Yeah.
You know, we have the 3-arrow quiver. It's 3 ounces lighter and 4 inches shorter than our 5-arrow version. And I say, perfect, I'll take it. 5 minutes later, we'll get a guy who calls up and he says, hey, I'm going on a 7-day backpacking elk hunting trip, and I want to have as many arrows as I can have. How many arrows do you have? And oh, well, now we have the 7-arrow. So it's really personal preference. A guy who is doing the same type of hunt may have a different necessity for what it is that they want to use. So we're trying to cover all bases as best as possible, and those items seem to be covering them pretty well.
For sure, and I think that for me, like, I actually use the 5 and the 3, and what I do personally is when I hunt my local spots that are, like, literally 20 minutes from my house or, like, my, you know, some of the guys hunt their backyards, they'll take a 3. You know, they don't need anything major. But if I was going on some sort of expedition, of course I'd want the 7. I'd want as many as I can get. You just don't know what's going to happen or what you need, you know. I mean, there's, you know, I've had times where I've hunted hog before and emptied a quiver, you know, because they're just come from every direction. You hit them a couple times, they're just such a beast, you know. So these, I'm looking at the website with the specs on here now. So the 5-arrow is 9.9 ounces, which is very light. I mean, I think personally, I mean, that's pretty light. And the 3 is 6.86 you guys have on here. And the 7 only being 10, which is not much of a difference. So I think that I can see that it wouldn't be a huge difference to go the 7 to 5. I guess if that's the case, you're better with the 7 no matter what, because then at least you can add the arrows later if you need them, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the overall design of it, like I said, you're not compromising by going from the 5 to the 7. You can add those two extra arrows if you need it. One of the notes that I will make is that the 7 arrow only comes in 3 different colors, whereas the 5, I think we have 10 different colors. So you're kind of limited there as far as what you might want. And, you know, the fact of the matter is that when somebody walks into a pro shop and they see the 3 quivers sitting on the shelf, they're already going to have a pretty good idea in the back of their mind on what they're going to want. And the 5-arrow quiver is probably going to be the top of the line, the number one quiver that people are going to want to buy.
Yep.
Just because they've already got a preset in their mind that that's what they want. So.
It's pretty interesting how many colors you guys have on the 5. It's actually impressive. I'm looking at it right now. It just like keeps going through the colors. It's so impressive. There's so many options here. What led to that decision, I guess, to have the variety of colors like that?
You know, in 2009, when we first came out with it, we had two patterns. We had Lost Camo and Realtree APG. Took it to the Matthew show, was a pretty big hit, and we had a few folks there who were asking for an all-black version. Then we went to ATA, and we were just bombarded by guys who just said, I want all black. I don't want the camo patterns. And so we added all black within, you know, about a two-month time period into it. We said, well, we got to add that. And over the course of the years, it's just been a matter of demand, you know. If one bow manufacturer has two colors that they're carrying and they're really popular, well, we want to make sure that we're able to match our quivers to those bows. And over the course of the years, we've gone from just those two patterns all the way up to, honestly, Dave, I couldn't even tell you how many.
I see it right now. It's a huge list, man. You guys got, you got now, so I guess I would assume, and I'm going to ask this question, is the black usually the best-selling one?
It is. Surprisingly, the black is our number one seller. It's 25% of our sales.
Wow.
And the rest of the colors are kind of mixed up with the rest of that, but...
It's like
we do get so much demand, and because this is manufactured here in the States, it's just manufactured from down the road from here. We're able to keep lower quantities of different colors and still accommodate what everybody wants.
Yeah, I guess I'd be curious, like the old Henry Ford saying, "You can have any color you want as long as it's black." I just wonder if you only sold it in black, if people would still buy it. I think the answer would be yes. I have a feeling that, because black goes with everything. So it's like one of those things where you don't have to be fully camoed 90% of the time. But don't get me wrong, I love that you guys have these colors. There's nothing wrong with the colors by any means. I'm just curious, more of an open-ended question. But because people tend to get a little crazy with the colors. But you know what? It's interesting. You guys have Mossy Oak Real Tree. You have Kuyu, which is cool. They got some really, the Verde is really sweet looking in here. The Cryptek, which is great. They've done a great job. Opni Fade, awesome again. And Lost Camo. Looks good, man. Yeah, so these quivers are awesome. I mean, for me, I've only have positive things. I've never had an issue with any of them. I use them all the time, and I think they're very light efficient. The one thing I was so happy to see this year you guys had that I haven't seen is you guys added the XL mounting bracket and the tree stand bracket and some other stuff here too. Yep. But the tree stand one for me is a big one. Usually I put my tight spot in my backpack. I just put it upside down and drop it in. But with this tree stand thing, man, that's a big deal because of how easy it is to just pull the lever, slide it off, and then put it on. And you know what I mean? It's just a perfect system.
Yeah, that was one of those things that came by the way of demand, basically. I always shoot with my quiver on, no matter if I'm in a tree stand, spot, stock, where I'm at. But we had a lot of people who were buying a tight spot quiver with the intention of taking it off and hanging it in their tree, and guys wanting a place to put it. So that's how we came up with that tree stand bracket. And, I never made the assumption that I would ever use it. But once we came out with it, designed it, tried it out, I thought, man, I'm just going to keep one of these on my quiver. In case I ever do need to use it. And I found out that this past spring I was down in Texas hunting hogs and turkeys, and I would take that bracket off and screw it into a tree and either hang my coat from it or my backpack or whatever
nice.
It may be.
Smart.
And so the following trip I made down, I had two of them on there. That way I could hang all kinds of stuff from them. And, I got to thinking about it. Well, I could take this antelope on and hang it from the support rod inside the ground line and hang whatever it is that I want to hang from that. If I don't want to take my quiver off and hang my quiver from that bracket, I could, put it on, screw that bracket into a tree branch next to me and hang my bow from it. So there's actually a lot more uses for that bracket than just your quiver. And I'd encourage guys to check them out, try it out with your quiver, and if you want to try to hang something else from it, you're more welcome to it.
And what's the XL mounting bracket do?
The XL mounting bracket is a half-inch longer mounting bracket than a previous version. Over the last couple of years, we've noticed that some bow manufacturers are putting their accessory holes or their sight mounting holes either farther forward in the riser, or maybe their arrow rest may be coming farther back on the bow. And guys were running into clearance issues because the tight spot quiver is designed to fit behind the arrow rest, closer to the string. There were some folks who were having clearance issues, so we figured if we make that bracket just a half inch longer, that completely eliminates a lot of those issues.
Nice.
And so we decided, why don't we just go ahead and change the bracket and make it an inline product and run with that, and we've had positive results with that. So
now for consumers listening to the podcast who want to buy any of these things, can they do it right on your website?
Yeah, I'd encourage you guys to go check them out on our website, but definitely The best place is going to be at your local pro shop that's carrying the quiver. That way you can get in there, get one on your bow, and try it out. See for yourself. See what it will do for your shooting. You'll notice that once you put it on your bow, you fill it full of arrows that you can you know, tilt that quiver forward and back, raise it up and down, slide it in and out, and you'll be able to fine-tune the balance of your bow, get your bow to shoot the way that you want. What I encourage people to do is your bow in with no quiver on there, and then put your tight spot quiver on there, and then by changing the dynamics of the up, down, in, out, forward, backward, you can get your bow to hit the same point of impact as you do with quiver off with it on, which is kind of a nice little feature.
Let's talk a little bit of hunting. You know, we talked a lot of business, now let's get to the fun stuff. So what kind of hunt you got this year? What do you got lined up?
Oh boy, you know, we're pretty fortunate here in Montana. We get lots of animals to hunt and a rather long season that we can chase them. I'm going to start out in August hunting antelope in eastern Montana, and then in September I'm going to head down to Wyoming with Kelly, who's the national account manager here in the office. He's got a pretty good mule deer spot, and he's going to show me the ropes down there. I'm pretty excited about that.
Cool.
It'll be my first time hunting in Wyoming for mule deer. And then after that, I'll come back to Montana and hunt elk in late September and into October. And then in November, I'll chase mule deer in the rut here in Montana as well. So,
how long have you lived in Montana?
I've been here, let's see, I'm 41 now. I've been here 20 years since I was 21.
Wow. Where'd you come from? What state were you in?
I originally grew up in Northern California in Napa Valley.
Oh, well, nice. Wine drinker.
I grew up in Napa Valley and came out to Montana on a hunt and just absolutely fell in love with it. Transferred to Montana State, moved out to Montana, and never looked back.
Is it what everybody's, I mean, is it, when I never been to Montana, I've heard a lot of great things about it. And when I think of Montana, I just think of like these images I've seen of like picturistic open, like kind of like open plains with some, I guess, beautiful open plains. I mean, is it really like that, or is it just kind of a farce?
So I'm going to tell everybody who's listening, Montana has 3 feet of snow, it's 30 below, 30 miles an hour wind. Year-round, no.
Stay out.
Montana does have about 9 months of winter. That's no joke. But this time of year, it's absolutely beautiful. Yeah, you can just look out the window here at the Rocky Mountains. And look, we have the Bridger Mountain Range right outside right outside of town here, and it's absolutely beautiful.
That is amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's cool, man. Yeah, someday I'll be out there. I don't know about living, but just at least visit it and experience it.
You definitely got to make the trip to check it out. It's pretty nice.
Is it comparable to Yellowstone kind of thing or no?
It's very similar. We're only an hour north from Yellowstone. So, yeah, we're in a very similar ecosystem to what Yellowstone Park is. We have... just a large variety of big game animals around here, deer, whitetail, mule deer, elk, antelope, moose, sheep, goat, bear,
turkeys.
We've got a large variety of it. And
do you have black bear too?
Yep.
Black and brown?
Black bears and grizzly.
Oh, grizzly. Is grizzly and brown the same thing? Is that the same?
I think that they call them two different things up in Alaska.
So, oh, okay. Got it.
Yeah.
Because you got Kodiaks up in there. Anyhow. All right, Joe. Well, hey, man, thanks for joining us on the podcast. We definitely appreciate it. And if you're out there listening to this, go to tightspotquiver.com to learn more about the Tight Spot Quivers. And you won't regret checking these things out. Get your local pro shop. They most likely have them there. I've seen them pretty much everywhere. So, hey, Joe, thanks a lot, man.
Yep. Thanks, Dave, for thinking of us. I certainly do appreciate it.
Thanks.
Thanks so much for listening to the Bowhunter Planet podcast online at bowhunterplanet.com with your host, Team BHP. Check us out on Facebook at Bowhunter Planet. We'll catch you next time.
When you need need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.